The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so I want to follow up a little bit on the theme that I mentioned earlier today for a little practice note section of the morning. And that is that, using a different story, another fairly well-known story in certain circles, and this comes from the Thai tradition from a teacher named Ajahn Chah. And I recently heard the story from a person who had been a monk, from Ajahn Chah, who apparently was there when this had happened. So it's kind of, you know, now it's only two generations away, or two, the story. And that is that Ajahn Chah went out with his other monastics on alms rounds. So they're going with their bowls and probably walking single file through the countryside of Thailand to receive alms, food for the day. And at some point he stopped, and up ahead of them on the trail was a very large boulder. And so he turned to his monks, and he said, is that boulder heavy? And one of them said, oh yeah, it's really heavy. And apparently Ajahn Chah had a way of kind of being a little bit stern, or to grunt, or his disapproval or something, and apparently he kind of, he was not happy with the answer. And he kind of then a little bit barked back and said, it's only heavy if you try to lift it. So that's a wonderful little story, because, you know, it's only heavy for you if you try to lift it. If you don't try to lift it, it's not heavy for you. You don't experience the heaviness, you don't touch it, you don't strain against it. It's just in your mind, there's no weight. There's just a boulder and the idea of the boulder, and it has no weight just from a distance looking at it in terms of you having to do anything about it. How many things have no weight in your life until you pick them up? There's certainly all kinds of issues and the problems in the world and difficulties in the world and all kinds of issues that we have. But do they in and of themselves have any weight? If you leave here today, if you drove here in a car, and you leave here today and the car has two flat tires. One flat tire is bad enough, right? But you have a spare. But two flat tires, it's more than the spare can handle. And that's a problem if you pick it up. So what does that mean, to pick it up? It doesn't mean just walking away from, and, you know, go to the car dealer and buy another car. It's to look at that and think about, what do I need to do? I guess I should try to call someone who can come and get it, or, how close is the closest gas station that has tires, or what do I do here? And figure it out. But to make it heavy, what does it mean to make it heavy? So that you pick it up, and so that's a heavy burden on the mind. What's the difference between just taking care of it and the extra stuff of being burdened by it? There's all kinds of things involved in that. One is to have really strong desires that things be different. I have an important appointment to go, and so the desire for the appointment, all the associations with the appointment, all the expectations. We live under the weight of, I'll fail at whatever, or people won't like me if I don't come on time, or I'm in a hurry, or I had this wonderful thing I'm going to do, and now I can't do the wonderful thing. Or we pick up the weight of, I'm incompetent. I don't know how to deal with this problem, and what am I supposed to do? And who knows, maybe the person who comes with a tow truck will take financial advantage of me, and you know, and it's, I can't navigate the difficulty of it all. And it's true, they might, who knows. But there's a way of picking that up as a heavy thing with weight. What is it to see these issues, even see the thoughts that we have, and see them as if they have no weight? That they have no substance. They have their information that we use. Well, look at that. Two flat tires. I need to figure out what to do. That's just thoughts having information. But, oh my Lord, not again. This is not fair. Life is not fair to me. Someone needs to be blamed. I just had it at the mechanics yesterday. They must have done something to give me a flat tire. Those people. Now the mind has gotten heavy. Lots and lots of weight that you're carrying around. So to have the thoughts work as information, as simple problem solving, that has no weight. It's a boulder, they're just there. But if you pick it up, it has weight. So you pick up the informational thoughts. It's a flat tire, I have to figure out what to do. You don't have to pick it up. You don't have to be under its weight. You don't have to add the frustration, the anger, the impatience, the fear, the drive, the addiction to wanting and being, and add the selfing. Oh, this means that I'm a bad tire owner. I probably didn't service the tires well enough, and I'm sure that I, and you know, all these things are ways of adding weight to the boulder that you see. So then back to the story for this morning. Two monks come to the river. A woman is in distress, needs to get across. She can't. One of the monks picks the woman up, carries her across, immediately puts her down. 6 hours later, the other monk blurts out, "You're a monk. You're not allowed to touch women. How could you have picked her up?" And the first monk says this complaining monk, "I put down the woman at the river. You're still carrying her." Did you just notice all the silence? I didn't speak for a while. What happened to the words that I spoke? Where do those words go? Do these words have any weight? What happens to the words that I speak if you don't pick them up? If they're just words, that are spoken. And long after they're spoken, seconds after they're spoken, are they living in you? Have you picked them up? Are you carrying them along? What happens if after each sentence you put it down? Or you think, what Gail's doing is ridiculous? Or, wow, this is a different approach to words and thoughts. Wow. Or, I don't understand what Gil is doing. Those are three examples of picking it up and carrying it along. What happens? And then if some of you are really troubled by what I say, like, Gil needs to take lessons in public speaking. At Toastmasters, they would never let him get away with saying two words. Letting it hang. To make a point. That words just can disappear. They have no weight. They have no substance. They arise. They pass. Jeg kan snakke på norsk, og da, hvor mye kan du forstå meg da? Hva hender i sjelen din hvis jeg snakker en språk du ikke forstår? What do you do with those words? How do you pick those words up? Very different than if I speak in English. What are you doing in your mind to all this? Who's responsible for your mind as I speak? Words come, they go. Every moment we cross the river and you can put them down. Words have no weight unless you pick them up. And what way do you pick up words, ideas, stories, events in your mind so it becomes a burden, a weight? Carry the weight of the world on your shoulders, they say. Does the world have weight? Only if you pick it up. Turns out we don't have to pick up so much. So I hope this was evocative to kind of turn your mind to look at yourself in a different way and what goes on in there. And hopefully it helps you to be more peaceful, more settled, and more at ease as you go through. And we have wonderful minds, and to have them operate out of that ease, so that's weightless, the activities of the mind, is one of the great delights that come from this practice. May your mental life, inner life, be weightless. Thank you.